G'day guys, welcome back to another episode of the Inner City Hermit Podcast. If you're enjoying the content, make sure you head over to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or the video podcast on YouTube and go subscribe there to keep up to date on the podcast. Or if you want to go follow me on Instagram at Inner City Hermit, and it's the same for Facebook as well. Yes, killing these ads, although they're ads for me, so it doesn't really matter. My guest today is Mark Broadhead. Mark is the owner and creator of Wacky Vintage. Now, Wacky Vintage is a clothing line that specifies in just selling vintage clothing. And it's a really interesting sort of area of fashion that I've just sort of started getting a little bit interested in. So it was really good timing that Mark hit me up and wanted to come on. So got him on ASAP, and we sort of just spoke about a couple things to do with vintage clothing, pretty much how he got into it, what he enjoys about it, and he really loves it, which is, it's so awesome talking to someone who genuinely is so passionate about what they're into. So super insightful. I really enjoyed this one. Anyway, let's get this started. Mark Broadhead from Wacky Vintage. G'day guys, welcome back to another episode of the Inner City Hermit Podcast. I was saying this to you before, it's so weird that this has happened.
Yeah.
After doing everything with ICE and getting sort of into that realm of clothing, I was like, I want to know more about vintage clothing.
Yeah.
And of course, as it would go, you hit me up.
Yeah, well, as backstory is, I went on Pracket where you teach.
Yeah.
And basically... found, I was there for a couple of days, left, nothing too major, but I saw you on it, and I was like, I think I followed you, and then it took me like a couple of days, I'm sitting there going, I swear I've seen this bloke before.
Yeah, man, it's weird how life, like, I don't know, man, it's one of those times where I'm just like, fuck, this has got to be something, this has got to be a message, but I have the man behind Wacky Vintage, which is a vintage clothing label, Mr. Mark Broadhead. How are you, brother?
Good, mate. Yourself?
Oh, I'm excellent, man. I'm feeling great. I'm actually really curious to everything that is vintage clothing. And it's perfect timing that you came on because I feel as though vintage clothing is booming at the moment.
Massive,
like, people
yeah.
like Quaid, Cooper, fucking Ice. Yeah. Everyone's rocking vintage. Like, sort of, like, where did... I mean... this might be a pretty hard question to jump straight in on, but sort of, do you think it's on the rise at the moment or coming back?
Well, like, at the time when I first got into it, I always looked at, I wasn't always looking into vintage. It was always just there. I always loved the look, always, like, I'm into sport, grew up sport my whole life. But going into the vintage, I think I stumbled across, have you ever been to Paddington at Little J's?
Yeah.
Yes, I stumbled.
Well, I've been around there. I haven't actually been there.
Yeah, so it's, good scene, go check
yeah.
it out. I stumbled across it and I was just looking around, like, the people, I love, like, the vibe of it. There's something, like, you can put out a shirt, like, start your own shirt, and there's, unless you build that community yourself, but vintage, there's that community, like, within it, and people wearing just, like, outlandish things, and that's nearly where Wacky got its name from.
Which, yeah.
It's kind of, I guess Wacky can be used badly, but I use it in a good way, like, be individual, like, go out, like, you can wear, I can wear, like what I'm wearing.
Yeah, I was going to talk about your shirt, man. I love it.
Big graphics. So, I can jump from anywhere in my stories, but, like, big graphics is something all my brothers, like, my two older brothers, they grew up skating.
Yeah.
So, they all wear those, like, oh, back in the day, you'd wear, like, the Globe, you wear the Element, the big graphics,
yeah.
or you, like, have the girls on the front, like, the unit stuff and like that. So, I kind of get... I love that graphic feel and that graphic look. And obviously with vintage, there's just that certain feel to it where it comes in to, like, there's something, like, you get a rip in a shirt, you get, like, something different about vintage to a shirt. I think I was talking with someone today and actually changed my bio in my Insta. It was, if these shirts could speak, they'd all tell a story.
Yeah, for sure, man.
Something like that, man.
Yeah, and the thing that I love about it too with vintage is, like you said, the rips sort of add to the feeling behind the shirt. Like, it's almost, you know, we were obviously talking before, and I have to shout you out, man. My man Mark bought me some new Pokemon stuff, but you mentioned to me that, like, oh, some of them are, like, a bit dinged up, but just like, you know, the clothing, I fucking love that. Because it shows that it's like, there's something about, like, I got those brand new ones there and you sort of look at them and you're just like, eh, like, it's cool. But then you see ones that have been through a couple stages, mate, and you're like, fuck.
Some of those have seen some things, man. Especially this old fella here, he's got some dings on him, but yeah.
It just adds to the personality of it.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, clothing can have a personality in that it, I guess it represents something. Like, it could be a moment in time. Like, one of my shirts that I love so much is an Iron Maiden shirt.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, like, big and baggy. And it's actually been awesome because with vintage coming back, I've always been like, oh, you know, it looks pretty dodge. I don't know. Yeah. But now I'm like, fuck yeah, I want to wear this shit. Like,
it's cool to wear it now, yeah.
Yeah, that's it, man. And I think the other thing, too, is there's, like, it's, I don't know, it tells a story about the person as well. Yeah. Like, I always find, like you said, you see some people wearing like vintage stuff or in a clothing and I don't know. It's
a bit out there.
Yeah, it's a bit out there and you're just like, oh, you know, that person obviously, like, you don't wear it because, like, you know when you just get a, like a regular shirt, you're like, like it is what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
You sort of wear it with like that feeling of like, this shirt tells a story about myself.
I was so like, with Wacky, I like when people buy, it's kind of like when you get it, you're like, I'm looking forward to going out.
Yeah.
I look forward to actually going out. Like, people like will say stuff about, like, no one's, when you see something like, I don't mean to like drag this team down, but like Common Need.
Yeah.
How many Common Need shirts do you see? Like, just all over the shop.
Yeah, exactly.
And
man.
Like, but I look at, like, when you see someone in vintage, you go, like, I like ask them, like, where'd you get that from? That's like sick. Like, people were in like the community of the vintage, like, everyone asks, like, you go, man, that's sick. Like, where'd you get that from? Like, why'd you get it? Like, is it the team you support? Is it, do you just love Harley gear? Stuff like that. Because Harley gear has its bad rep.
I think I was literally just about to say that because I walked past, where was I? I was in a shopping center. I think I was actually in Toowoomba because I was on my way out to Texas this weekend.
Mm.
And I was in, I walked past Universal, one of those stores, and I saw that they just released a line of Harley Davidson merch. And to me, I was just like, what? I don't know. I don't like the idea of recreating. Like, how do you feel towards that?
So they've got two different versions. They've got the stuff that they're recreating, but they've actually got a line. It's the People Verse. They actually supply a ton of their vintage Harley shirts and they give it to them. I think it's like, they always have a rack full of just the old style, which are, those are really cool. But I like, obviously I don't ride a Harley or anything like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's, I love them because if you look at Harley shirts, the ones that have like, they've all stood the time.
Yeah, yeah.
They are like the material. I'm like so much more like material. I like how it fits and they're so like they're thick.
Yeah.
Like it's a proper shirt to me. Like that's what I love about it. It's more the, it, and plus it's lasted like most, the oldest shirt I have is probably from the like 1990s.
Yeah.
Like, no, I think it's 1991. And they were obviously made so much better back in the day because it was, they weren't looking to over
mass produce
and put it on a line and straight away. But now, like, you're not going to get, like, you probably won't get many vintage shirts coming out of this era as because of the way they're made.
Yeah, 100%.
Easily, like, how you wash them and everything.
Yeah.
But these, for some reason, like, obviously because the way they're made, I've just lasted and I just love that about them.
Yeah, I was just about to say, that's one thing I'd noticed about this Iron Maiden shirt that I have. And I always say this Iron Maiden shirt because it's probably the only one vintage. Like, it's definitely something I want to sort of get into a little bit more for that reason. Because I feel like I love the clothes that I wear. Like, for example, this Few and Far shirt, I love the material of it's great. But it costs a lot of money and you get sort of what you pay for in that. But there are a lot of shirts that I have that, you know, I wore one the other day and I got a bit sweaty in it. Like I worked out in it, which is probably a shit idea, but I took it off. And as I took it off, I heard the back, like the threading just, and I was like, shit. What the fuck? Like I've literally just bought this shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, I see, you know, the Iron Maiden shirt that I have, dude, that thing has stood the test of time. Like it is fucked how, like it's fucked how strong it is and durable it is. And yeah, that's something, I guess in the vintage sort of sector, you get that quality out of it. Like, do you, when you go and like source vintage stuff, does it take a long time for you to go look and properly sort of evaluate things?
I've got a bunch of different ways on how I source. I'm trying to narrow it down to make it easier for myself, but I do love like going through, looking around. Like I'll sit through, like my missus probably hates me. I'm up to like 2 a.m. like every morning sometimes. Just like, I've got a supplier who will give me a ton of photos of stuff, and I'll sit there and I'll like zoom in on like stains, like what can I fix that?
Yeah. Or
like, but a lot of it is really hard, as in you don't, like, until you get it, you're not really gonna know.
It's easy to polish it up for a photo and stuff like that. It seems like a really risky business in a way.
It can be.
That's
like
what I mean.
I've gotten some stuff and gone, that's not good.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not great. But I think at the start, like, I'm better now with, like, I know who I'm buying from and I know what they like to put out themselves.
Yeah.
Where back in the day, I was getting from him, her, like, and some were pretty bad. I wouldn't sell them.
Yeah.
But, like, now it's pretty, I'd have, at the moment, about 3 or 4, like, suppliers.
Yeah.
Like, pretty solid that I know that I'm what I'm going to get. And it's pretty good.
Yeah. So, when you source sort of, like, thing, like, obviously it's almost completely different. Like, you're even though you're selling clothes, it's almost a completely different, I guess, marketing and realm to be in than those that create designs and sell. Like, do you find that, you know, there's sometimes you get things, because I'm just basing this off, like, I told you I recently got into, like, card collecting and you know, we had a chat about that too, about, you know, how we love sort of vintage cards and stuff like that. Is there ever a time you sort of get something and you look at it and you just go, I've been gypped here, like, this is fake as fuck?
Oh, I've gotten plenty. Like, you gotta look through things. And like, you look at things, sometimes the tags are cut, sometimes, and you gotta feel for it, and it's stuff like that. I've been gypped, I think it was a Raiders hat.
That's the
worst thing I've ever done. So I bought this Raiders hat and it looked legit.
Yeah.
And then this probably the second drop that I was buying for, and I bought it, and I was like, at the time, I was like, I might take this myself. This is sick. Turn it over, and it's got, like, made in Indonesia.
No,
I
was just fuck. That's the other thing, too, is, like, I know there's a lot of teams and memorabilia and stuff like that. They obviously, the team themselves outsource to when they want to mass produce a certain type of gear. And, like, for example, I literally have a Raiders hat as well that I bought from Culture Kings. And I shit you not, it's, like, made in Indonesia, but it's a genuine, like, Mitchell & Ness cap.
Which I find
kind of weird in a way. But I do know there's a lot of, like, the baseball style ones. Like, I think my mate has, like, a Boston Celtics one.
Yeah.
No, not a Boston. What's Red Sox?
Oh, okay, yeah.
And it's, like, a full legit, like, made by the company in Boston and stuff like that. And, like, if you looked at them, like, they're the same thing. And I'm just like, yeah, it's amazing how, like, there would obviously be, like, a massive price difference just in those sort of things.
Yeah, yeah, crazy. Like, have you, like, been to Bali?
Mate,
like,
that's literally what helps me differentiate between fakes. Because I see, like, I got so many fucking fake basketball jerseys. And they look dead ringer. Like,
it's like Balenciaga stuff.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, they look, like, identical, but legit, like,
quality
the
shit.
The material it's made of is so strange. I don't know what they're using over there.
Yeah,
like,
it's not right. Probably like straw or some shit. Like, who the fuck knows? Honestly, who the fuck knows where or how it's made? Yeah, you wouldn't have any clue, realistically.
But when it comes to the graphic,
I guess some people, like, I mean, I'm guilty of it. Like, yeah. I knew, you know, the first jersey I bought that was a legitimate jersey was I bought a Pittsburgh Penguins, Sidney Crosby jersey. Letang jersey.
Yeah.
And I bought that for, like, legit.
You're
and it cost me.
Man.
I love the Penguins, man. But mind you, I haven't really been in once, ever since the podcast sort of started, man. Or, like, you'd know this. Yeah. Once things start going, your time that you can spend sort of fucking round is very minimal. And I used to sort of, when I used to watch ice hockey, it used to be sort of my fuck around time.
Yeah, yeah.
But I remember I invested about $400 in this jersey. And you can already I'm just sitting there like, I wish that I bought more quality stuff like this, because just for that reason, like, the quality is 10 times better.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. You, you've got a drop coming this Thursday.
Yep.
Cause I remember, like, this was really a short sort of notice podcast.
I
messaged me and we said, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
And I had someone drop out tonight and I saw you posted a story and you're like, there's a drop happening on Thursday. And I was like, fuck, all right, let's get in. Let's, like, pump the shit out of it. And then I'll put this out on Wednesday.
Yeah.
When you do a drop, is there a certain amount of clothing that you sort of have to get to before you can say, okay, I'm ready to drop this line of clothes?
So how it works is basically, like, there's no number. It is what I sourced that month. I'm obviously building further. I want to get into bigger drops, stuff like that. So the first ever drop was on December the 11th last year. Actually, when I think I announced it, I actually didn't have anything.
Really?
So basically, I don't have like time, like if it's not set, like if I don't say that I'm going to do it, like I wanted to do it, but I just kept like pushing it back. I was like, just like, and I put it on Instagram. I was like, on the 11th, it's going to happen. And I was like, fuck.
Yeah, but I guess that's good because it makes you accountable. Like I know I'm so much more accountable now that I say, hey, I'm going to drop a new episode Sunday nights, Wednesday nights. And now that I have that, I'm like, okay.
Well, you put it into your schedule. You know what you need
exactly
to do.
Right. Exactly right.
So basically like a month. So it took me, I think I dropped it. And then 2 weeks later, I came up with 24 clothes. I think 24 pieces came out in the first ever drop. And basically what you do, like my month between, so after I sell, like this is probably like my most relaxing week now. Yeah. Like, because I'm not sourcing, I'm not.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, I'm always on the lookout for, like, even, like, singular or double, like, to see if I can get something really cool or something like that. But at the moment, 2 weeks after, like, as soon as Thursday's done, straight back into, like, going, I want this.
Yeah, and I guess that, too, is, like, you know, you have your little honeymoon period. I guess it's like anything. Like, you know, you get, like, a bit of breathing time after you drop it because you're like, sweet, like, this is what I've been working up to. But I think here's the kicker in it is it's a vicious circle because once you get a taste, you're like, fuck, I want more. Yeah. Like, I want more. I want to do more. I want to sell more. Like, do you feel like even though you're in this honeymoon stage of where you're really relaxed, do you think as soon as that drop happens, you're going to be hungry and you're like, fuck it, let's go?
Well, that's what I just love like the ins and outs of it. Like, I was always like, people go, I get messages all the time, like people going, oh, how do you like start a vintage, stuff like this? And I always say, like, at the start, you can really not be in this for like money.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, I haven't made a single cent from what, like, it is all like everything that goes straight back into the business, buying clothes. Like, you got to build, you've really got to put a lot into it. But I just like, I fucking love it. Like, you should see my screen time. Like, I'm on,
bro,
like,
I feel you, man.
Like, I'm in double digits, like hitting 10, 11 hours on, because it's more like I'm sourcing or I'm like talking to people on Instagram. Like, I've got mates that I don't even know, like, never met personally through just Wacky and stuff like that. It's a crazy
one. I love that too. And I know exactly what you mean by that. Like, you see your screen time rather than you see it as like, I'm sitting here wasting time looking at fucking TikToks and stuff.
Like, I see it as like work.
Man, I'm the same. Like, just like how you're sitting there, you know, looking at vintage stuff, bro, I'm sitting there looking for the next guest. Who in Brisbane is doing something cool? Who in Brisbane is going to like, that I think, oh shit, this person deserves a plaque. Like, one thing I saw, and people who listen to my podcast probably get sick of me pumping up the tires of the guests, but it's a genuine thing that I only get people on who I feel as though that they have a genuine passion for everything they're doing.
Yeah.
Like, whether it be my mate Darcy, whether it be, you know, Jake from Tins and Gigs or yourself, like, I can tell just by looking at Instagram and stuff like that, that people are in things for the right reasons.
Yeah.
Like, I got put into this dude who has like 100K followers, right? And he makes apps or something. And I think that's fantastic. Yeah, that's awesome. But I don't think he needs much more of a fucking spotlight. Yeah, you know what I mean?
He's got it.
Yeah. Whereas like someone like yourself who genuinely loves, and like you said it, you know, you can't be in this sort of, like, whether it's this or what you're doing, you can't be in it for the money. Yeah, and
you got to love it. You have to love it.
That's it. And it's very obvious when people don't enjoy it and they are in it for the wrong. Like, you know, I looked at, like, as soon as you got out of the car, man, I was just like, saw your hat. I saw your shirt. I was like, this dude genuinely loves the shit that he wears.
Yeah,
like, and just for you to say, like, just before with, like, the hat that, oh, like, I was so tempted to cop this for myself.
Yeah.
That shows that you have such a love for it, man.
I've got, like, at this drop is a weird one because I've actually gone, I was holding on to about 5 and I was like, I've just, like, because when I first started, I was like, you're not taking clothes. You're putting it out. Like, you don't, like, don't take them. And every drop, I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. Like, one, have you seen the jumper? One of the photos I put up last night was the,
I saw it.
Big helmet, what's it called?
Yeah. Oh, bro, you can get it up if you want.
What's it called? I forget what it is.
I'll have a look.
Oh, the Kentucky State.
Yeah. Kentucky State. I wish I had Instagram on this, man. I can never fucking bring things up.
But yeah, I actually was going to put it in last drop. I was like, nah, it's getting cold. I might hang on to this. Like, I love it, but I was like, I think I actually, I put it in the Insta and then I didn't. And people were like, wait, where's that
you like took it out of that thing.
I was like, yeah, I don't know about that. But yeah, I think I put a San Francisco shirt that was one of the first ones I ever bought. And that Kentucky one in. But I'll get to a point where I'm like, all right, I'm going to just buy some stuff for myself.
Yeah,
but,
yeah. And I think that's awesome that sort of like you, because you always feel like... Then you appreciate when you sell it, because you know the worth. Like,
oh, yeah.
You want the person who buys it to enjoy it just as much as you. Yeah. Like, you have to love the product so much that when you sell it, you know.
It's priceless.
Yeah, like, exactly. Like, right.
I think Reese Witherspoon, guy, he works for Round 2 Vintage. His name's Reese.
Yeah.
I don't know his last name. Stuff that I like.
I got no idea.
if you look at Round 2, they're a massive vintage company. Like, yeah. They've created their own vlog and, like, almost like a TV show through YouTube selling vintage clothes and stuff like that. And I was watching a podcast and he was doing, and he was talking about, they'll go and find shirts, he and his mates will just go thrift shopping and they'll look at it and like, you don't know what to sell it for. Cause like to someone, like I could get a $2 shirt and someone could think that's $1,000.
Yeah.
Like it's like what you've grown up with. What's your niche? What's your thing? And like some things are just priceless to somebody. Like something like that San Francisco, I'm always going to remember that as like, that was one of my favorite shirts. Like I wore it to death, but basically the reason behind this, like I have this San Francisco shirt that basically, because I love the NFL, but I've never been able to like pick my team.
Yeah. Or wanted like to get properly into it.
No, like, cause like I'm a big Canterbury Bulldogs supporter, but that's where all my family come from.
Yeah, so
that's,
won't judge you for that.
Yeah. Look, it's the team of the year, mate. Maybe Wooden Spoon this year. But you follow American sport and everyone goes, oh, you're on the bandwagon of some team or something like that. You're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. So what I start to do was like actually just put all the teams in a randomizer and I go, who am I just riding for this year? No matter who it is, like that's who I'm going for. And so last year was San Fran and they went, they lost in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But like that was the team I was riding for. And so the year before I did it as well, I did it at the NBA and I got like the Celtics or something. And,
yeah.
But and that's kind of how I started to get into vintage almost in a way. But I kind of was getting gear from them. And then people were like, oh, that's sick. Like, oh, cool.
And yeah.
When I first started, I was like, oh, I'm just wearing a shirt. But then you start thinking about like, there's so much to this shirt more than, and people love it. Like some people just go, oh, that's so sick. Like even like the graphics on it or the way it looks, something like that. And so then I was like, oh, like that's when it started to hit. I was like, oh, there's like something in this vintage. When I got in, it was still like, everyone's like, now that I think on Instagram, when I'm on Instagram, like there's so many vintage clothing companies, like even like ads and stuff like that, because that's what I'm looking at. So
yeah.
Just so many, and like they're just popping up and up, and I'm like, I'm getting inboxes from people. Like I feel weird, like I don't have a big following myself. Like, I'm still like every day I'm learning, I'm trying to take in what I can to grow. But like people message me going, oh, like what you're doing is awesome, like what do you do? And it's like, fire.
It's like, funny like that, hey, when you yourself I guess people sort of overshoot how much or how long you've sort of been in things for.
Yeah.
Because like I totally get that. Like if someone, oh geez, that was a bit loud. So if someone hits me up and it'd be the same for you, like, oh, how do you do this? And I'm just like, mate, I fucking barely know how I do it. Like, let alone being able to explain it.
Yeah.
You know?
When I first got into it, I didn't know how to like apply for an ABN. I don't know business. Like I had no idea, but I was lucky enough. Like I'm surrounded by a lot of good people. Like in that sense, like my mom and dad, like ran a business for 30 years.
Yeah. So you got a good,
but whole life growing up, like, don't get into business, don't run your own thing, don't run your own thing. And I was like,
I'm doing this now.
Like at the start though, like I don't know, but now they're starting to come to it.
Yeah, but, no, that's awesome.
And I'm lucky, like I was telling you before, like my mates are like, does film and stuff for Channel 7, and then one of my other mates is an accountant. One of my other mates is he runs his own business.
Yeah.
And so like, I'm lucky to have enough people around me where I'm like, I can, if I need help, I can question. I think when I started, I was like, I wasn't afraid to ask for help in a way. Like that way, I even got a business advisor. Shout out to Jade Start. She runs a really good business thing.
Oh, nice.
If you do it, she kind of...
Does she have Instagram or something?
Yeah, yeah, she does, yeah.
What's it? Do you know?
It's Jade Start.
Just Jade Start?
Yeah, I think awesome. Jade Start.
Start, Jade Start. Okay,
S-T-A-R-T.
Yeah. There you go. Anyone wanting to start a business, go for
her. Yeah, go for her. She's she helps you out and kind of like just talks you through the basics and also like what you need to do going
forward. The only reason I sort of stopped it with that is like, I think that's so valuable, and to hear from someone that they've done a good job means like, you know, because business is a tricky thing, man. Yeah. There's a lot of people in business who, you know, you don't like. I know, for example, my girlfriend's looking for like business coaches and stuff like that, and you got to sort of toe the line of, I'm paying a lot of money for this or this, that sort of thing. So to have someone with a bit of endorsement is so important.
I was lucky enough. Like, so I think I was telling you how I kind of got to where I am now with the Vintage. I wanted to start a clothing like label myself. Like at the time, I was pretty naive. Like when you think about it, like now that you're in it, like in like that type of clothing space, you go, like I full hats off and respect to people that do their own clothing line, because it is like it's fucking hard to like actually like, because I'm like with Vintage, you kind of have a little edge where like you still have to like have a good story to tell. You still got to be you still got to have a company that people want to like follow and be in part of that community where. Like with Vintage, the story in the shirt tells itself. So you might be, you could probably sell a couple shirts from Vintage, but because of the shirt alone.
Yeah.
Where your own clothing, like, who are you? Like you've got to smash it. Like, so much respect for guys that are like out there doing this.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that because I would assume that the marketing would be completely different. Like, you're not marketing essentially clothing that, like you said, like, you know, you're not marketing clothing that's yours, like a brand that's. You essentially have to have your own brand within a brand. You know what I mean? Like, and especially in such a saturated market where it's not about like who designs the best. It's like who promotes this
best content. That's always, what I mean. Always like, a win in the end.
Yeah. You know, do you feel like it, you know, obviously your Instagram is going really well. Like I've seen you grow pretty quick. Hey, well you started it in what, November?
I think November. It used to be, so I used to run eBay.
Yeah.
And I actually, because in eBay, everyone just like sells online. I was like, what if I create an Instagram?
Yeah.
So I used to be called like Wacky Market.
Yeah, yeah.
And because it was just, I was selling stuff like this, like Pokemon. I was selling like plush toys. I remember like, there was a stage, like, it's cliche, but Gary V, like he makes you do some tremendous things.
Dude, that is so funny. I've literally, because everything I do is not, anything that he can sort of, you know, he's experienced in besides the media stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But just listening to that dude talk, and everyone sort of shoots him down, but
I understand why.
I'm like, exactly right. I'm like, I can see it.
But like, people say like with Ice, like he's always like cards, cards, cards. Like I think people don't get it in the sack that he's saying, find a niche, find something that, find like if you love Pokemon, like just ride it, like go for it. Like you'd like, I think I've seen a lot of people like, he's saying cards, everyone's like getting into cards.
Yeah, you
like,
got to be in it because you love it too.
Yeah, that's the thing, he loves it. But the thing is like, what he's trying to say is, go find something that you love and just like, do it, like make content with it.
100%, man. And I think too, like, you know, I was mentioning and I was showing off my collection, a couple of like cards that I have. And you know, one of the things was, I obviously saw the card thing and I was like, this is great, but I don't give a fuck about NBA. I don't care. Like, I like the idea of it and how it's a sort of, it's almost like a, you know, Gary Vee said it, it's almost like a start in like getting into commerce. Like you learn to flip things. What are they worth? When should I sell? That sort of stuff. But I was just looked at cards and I was like, fucking sports cards just don't do it. I just don't care. But then I was like, I genuinely love Pokemon cards.
Yeah,
like I fucking love it. So I was like, why the fuck not, you know?
Well, you
like,
would be able to tell me about Pokemon more than I would know anything about Pokemon.
Bro, I have, you know, I wish I knew as much about life skills as I did about Pokemon, man. It's fucked. Like, it's on it. Like, my girlfriend, she fucking grills me all the time. She's just like, you can't spend money on Pokemon cards. And I was just like, fucking watch me, mate.
Wait and see.
Yeah. So do you, you know, with the idea of, obviously, you know, you have to be a brand that everyone knows. Do you sort of want to get into that realm of media, like vlogging and all that stuff? Because I imagine you'd have heaps of content when you go thrift shopping. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, so there's, I wanted to start a podcast. Like, I'm like on camera. Like, I'm pretty like, I don't know. Like, I don't feel fantastic. It's a weird one. Like, I know I've got to do it.
Yeah.
The thing is, like, if anyone's getting into like business, you got to bring your face to the business.
Yeah, 100%,
like, you have to do it. Like, if you look at like Vintage Kit, who's a vintage seller in New Zealand, like he talks about like he does blogs because he doesn't like being on camera.
Yeah.
But I want to do it. I've got the people around me where I think I'll be able to do it and able to kind of figure it out. Like, and like the thing is, I know the first one's going to, you just know the first one's going to be so bad.
Exactly, man.
But you've definitely, you kind of just got to go for it. I was in the idea of doing a podcast. I'm still trying to bring all the pieces together and try and figure it out. So that's why I also wanted to like come in, like see what
you
do.
Yeah, man, 100%. I'm a huge advocate in, I think people should do it because I feel like there's enough room. Everyone says, oh, it's oversaturated, all this. It is oversaturated, but name one business, name one element of business that's not oversaturated. Yeah. But the thing about this is you don't need, like the thing about it is if you have the right intentions, like I don't want to make any money out of this. Yeah. If I do, that's great. Same with you with Vintage. You don't care about the money.
Yeah.
You just care about giving a good service to people saying, hey, look at these clothes. Like this is awesome. That sort of stuff. Like I reckon, dude, if you want to run a podcast like that, I reckon you should fucking do it.
Yeah, well, you've got to be able to tell your story as well and tell other people's story as much as you do, because it's in the end, it's just one big there's no competition in all of this. This is all everyone's trying to be, like, needs a voice, and some people don't have a voice. Like I think it was like 2 weeks. I actually hit you up in a time where I was like, I need to start going on podcasts.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, I need to find someone that runs a podcast. And then it came along.
Came to
like,
the right person.
This is on.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like that, man.
It is. And, you know, it's definitely like, I would, you know, the thing about with the whole like, oh, should I, shouldn't I? You would have had to take the same step when you started your, like, the wacky Vintage. You would have had to have gone, well, I need to make the account. Well, I need to do a post. Well, I need to do... And it's exactly the same with this. Like, you know, you said the first one's going to be shit. Man, I look back on my first one and it's almost embarrassing. Like I used to literally sit at my fucking bench there next to my sink where there was dirty dishes in the sink, record on my like laptop camera. And I was like, this is garbage. But the thing was, it's like anything. If you stick to it, you're like, fuck, like it's only going
to
help your brand.
That's the thing. Like, everyone wants to start perfectly, but you can't, because like there's things that like, I can ask you 1,000 questions, but until I do it, you're exactly, not going to learn like all the mistakes. Like, biggest mistake you can make in vintage clothing is forgetting that America's exchange rate. And
yeah, dude. And you know
I've
what?
I've been there. I've
that's
been
why there. I never would have even thought about that. That's so true. Because do you import a lot of, like, if you see something from the US or my experiences of thrift shopping are in Japan, man. And Japan's thrift shopping centers.
I need to go there.
It's fucked, man. I have a Raiders windbreaker in there. I'll actually show you after this.
Yeah.
But man, it's fucked. Like the quality, like everything about thrift shopping in Japan, man, it is, it's next level. But I think people get thrown off because they come to, obviously, like in Australia, you look at like, I guess some people look at like going to Vinnie's and stuff as thrift shopping, you get a $2 shirt.
Yeah.
Unfortunately in Japan, you'll get something, it'll be like, you know, it'll be $50, but its retail value was like $400. Yeah, and people look at it like, oh man, that's too expensive.
Yeah.
Man, like, do you feel like people... sort of in a, like, where do you think, like, do you think people, it's viable to go to places like, you know, Vinnie's and stuff like that? Or do you think it's probably better for people to like when you're looking, going to like specifically, like, I would imagine, is there like sort of specific sports, like thrift shops and stuff like that?
There, not really. Like in Australia, it's not massive. Like you can go to like the like one, there's Little J's and stuff like that. There's tons of markets out here. In Brisbane, there's, I think there's a couple. There's another one that runs it once a month. Because I was like, I was actually starting to go. I was like, I was going to put myself at the markets as well as Wacky Vintage, but then everything happened.
For
I was actually about to put myself in for it. This all happened. But
there's
like, if you just look around, like go on Facebook events, type in vintage clothing, you see a massive scene.
Yeah. It's very much like the hunter-gatherer sort of like mentality, eh? Like,
fun, man.
Like that's, and that's the thing that I notice in you is you genuinely love the hunt. Like it looks like you love the hunt, man.
I've spent some hours.
Yeah.
Even off my phone, but I spent some hours in some like the first drop. If you look at my first drop, which actually I was looking back on stuff today, I was like thinking of things to talk about and stuff, but
yeah.
I looked back at that first drop and go, that was actually like pretty decent. Like I looked everything in there. I don't have it anymore.
Yeah.
And I was like, and I looked back at some of the drops. And I'm like, what? So my first drop was, I think it was like 24 pieces. And it was like, I was like, basically it's pretty killer.
Yeah.
And most of it was thrift shops. And like, it's bad that now that I'm like I'm getting like, because it is obviously it's easier to do it to get like source it from other places and get it in. Like I don't like you can buy bulk and you won't know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
And so like so let's say you get 50 shirts, you might get 25 good ones.
Yeah, yeah. And then, you're kind of stuck with like the fat in the
seats. I like I've done it. Like you got to try it to see it. Like people I spoke to said, you know, maybe don't or do it. Like just see and you kind of work it out and go, this is what I'm going to get. There's a ton of like businesses out there. Like people ask me all the time, like, how do you, like, where do you source from? Where do you source from?
Yeah.
Go on Google and type in vintage clothing wholesale or like, and you'll find it.
Isn't it funny how people like this, I like hate to reference it again, but like in the podcast with Ice, he said to me, like, you know, people always ask me these questions and he's just like, type that exact question into Google and see what answer you come up with.
I know it now, but like when I started, like you, like for some reason, like you just don't think about it.
Yeah.
You just go, they're getting it off somewhere. Like, who are they getting? Like actually, so how I like got into when I started figuring stuff out, so if you know Vintage Kit, I got a hold of Jackson and I said, dude, like, what do you, like, how do you do it?
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, I actually gave me his number. He goes, give me a ring.
Fuck, that's cool.
I couldn't believe it. Like, at the time, like, I hadn't started anything. And, like, he was at, like, that was, like, 6 months ago. And he was at, like, 2,000 something followers. I think he's almost at 10K.
Yeah.
Like, he's someone that I look up to a lot in this vintage space. Like, he kills it. He gets everything, like, pretty much right.
Yeah.
And, he rang me and he goes, oh, you know, just like basically like saying, just kind of look it up, man.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
You can find some things. Yeah. It's like there's some certain places you can dabble in and have a look, but like this, just when you Google it and you go, I'm an idiot.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally understand that, man. Like, I think everyone's sort of guilty of asking, like,
yeah.
I guess when you're so keen and you're so keen to like
you want the best, like you like, I want the best, one of the best, but then you realize you got to start from somewhere.
Yeah, exactly, man.
And I remember now that I look in Google and go, like, every day I'm like, why did I need to ask?
Yeah
But it's so funny like that, but it makes me understand more when people message
and you
me.
Know what, exactly, I was gonna say, you have more of an empathy now of being like, hey, I was that dude once asking those questions. And like, I guess on that too, like, you mentioned he gave you his number. Like, is that sort of a reflection on the culture of like that vintage clothing industry? Like, do you find it's a very supportive, everyone's sort of like, yeah, like, look at this and look at that.
I've talked to like other companies that like, will message me and like will say things and I'll talk to them. It's like you got to be supportive. It's not like, it's not a competition.
Yeah.
Like, it, in some sense it is. Like, there is, like, if I'm not producing good enough content and someone else is, they're going to beat me, aren't they? So you've kind of got to hone in on you, but you got to hone in your own community as well, where like everyone's going to go somewhere because they're just trying to find their shirt that they want.
Yeah.
So you might not have that, but old mate down the road, he has the exact shirt that they've been looking for 10 years. So like, it kind of works like that.
Yeah. It's very, it's crazy like that, in that, you know, you, like you just said, someone might get the sale that you wanted, but there's realistically nothing you could have done. No, like, if you don't have what that person wants, then like, obviously you can't just be like, oh, well, I know you want that, but also like, look at this. Yeah, and it's like, it's just not.
Well, I do that when people go, oh, like, you don't have this. I'm like, oh, but I know, like, I know a bunch of vintage people. I'm like, yeah, well, this guy has this. They're like, you know, this is where you can find.
Oh man, that's so awesome. Yeah. Like, as a, and I think that's a mentality that I think is now disappearing. Like, I think in that, like, it used to be very much like stealing food off other people's plates. Yeah. Whereas now it's like, man, there's billions of people in this world.
There's a lot,
like,
of food to eat.
Exactly, man. There's a lot of food to eat. Like, you know, I always get asked like, oh, this person's doing this type of content. Like, are you going to do that? And I'm like, I see what you mean. Yeah. I see like, yeah, I need to get more views or get more followers. And you probably feel the same with like making more sales. But at the end of the day, if old Joe doesn't like my content, but he likes someone else's, that's not hurting me.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, and I think the fact that you guys are willing as sort of an industry to go, hey, look, I don't have it, but if you head over to this guy's Instagram, I guarantee he's got that. And then you're helping that person, and it's just a domino effect. Yeah. That person's going to help someone else. And that,
well, it's been like that for like, for me, like, I've had people go, oh, this person like hit me up and told me, like, said to, for you to come, like, me to come here, and like, you might have this. And you're like, oh, like, it's unexpected. Like, you don't think it's going to happen, but like, then you go, oh, I'm going to do the same for other people. Because, like, it's a hard, like, hustle to, like, come up
yeah,
from,
man.
Like, absolutely nothing. Like, when you start, like, everyone starts at zero followers. So, yeah. Like, you've got to, like, you help other people out. Like, I've seen people, like, they start out and you can just see that they're missing that little something. You can go, oh, and I know what you, like, I know where I can help, like, and other people, like, grow up, like, in that sense where, like, I think there's a big scene in, like, Disney in, like, clothes. Well, I don't do it.
Yeah, and you just
I know,
like,
there's a few people that do, yeah. And I'm like, yeah, like, people hit me up and go, oh, have you got, like, Disney? So I'm like, I don't, but, like, go see this guy. Like, they're killing it.
It's funny how vintage clothes are like that, hey, where, like, someone would just be like, hey, man, do you have any Disney? And, like, in your head, you're like, what the fuck? But at the same time, like, that's what some people are chasing. Like,
that's
some
what
people...
I love it. And I love when people hit me up about certain things. Like, yeah. They just love it. Like, that's thing like that.
Do you, like, what is the feeling like for you? Because, like, you know, I said you genuinely love it. What is that feeling like when you go out on a hunt? You've been searching for that one piece for fucking ages, and all of a sudden you peel back. Because I know how it felt when I got that Raiders jacket, because I fucking love the Raiders, man. When you peel it open and you see that thing where you're just like, holy fuck, like, how does that make you feel?
There's been some good ones. I think there was a Steelers one once.
Yeah.
And I was like, so you could come with me and go through shopping and you check everything and you tell me nothing's there.
Yeah.
I'm going to go check
and
make sure, like, I think I was with my missus actually. And she's like, nah. And I'm like, no, just going through. I'm like, and it's pull out this Steelers, like, mad ass Steelers shirt. I'm like, what were you doing?
Yeah, I guess it's like anything really. Like, after a while, you just start to get an eye for it. And, and like, you could, like, if you saw someone, right, if you saw someone rocking a fake vintage kit, do you reckon you could spot it?
Probably not. You don't know.
Yeah, man, it's so fun.
Like, unless you can get, like, you can see the tags and stuff like that. Like, certain tags, you can tell how they've been made and stuff like that. Yeah. If someone's actually just gotten a shirt and, like, got, like, a Gildian shirt and then just put that print over the top. Like, it's hard, but it is easy to do. Like, it's easy to put a print on a shirt and sell it.
I had, it's actually heartbreaking, and this is only just coming up now, but I have been talking it up. I thought I had a first edition Zapdos fucking Pokemon card, shiny first edition. I was like, fuck yeah, this is sick. I remember it when I was younger. I was like, this is awesome. Grown up Mattson, who knows what he's looking at, went back at it. This thing was the fakest thing I had ever seen in my entire life. And I literally, it was the other day, and I could have, like, fucking cried, man. Yeah, I was so sad. Like, have you ever got a piece where you thought, this is a gem, this is amazing, and you did a closer inspection and you're like, fuck, man, I've been gypped hard. Like,
I think everyone at the moment, like, Biggie Smalls and Tupac
shows. Yeah.
Like, you go through shopping and you're like, there's actually like heaps of
Culture Kings released like a actual vintage style of clothing.
They did a whole bunch,
They did a lot of wrestling ones, because I love WWF. Oh man,
they got a funny ass video of him.
I saw that. YKTR reposted that. Did they?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, they did something similar. Yeah,
it was funny as I remember seeing it.
I was like, I don't know how to do it, like, to be fair.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, things that I'm still learning about business and stuff like that is, obviously, to get, like, a Mike Tyson t-shirt and sell it, like, and, like, you're a big brand, you're selling it. Obviously, they know that, like, that's happening. So, obviously, I don't know, is, like, do you have to pay the dude? Or, these are things I don't know yet.
And, that's a really good point. Like, and that's something where, you know, companies like Culture Kings could do that. But a small company couldn't do that. Because as soon as someone gets a whiff of, like, that it's... they're ripping someone off. Like, they're up shit creek, man.
Yeah. Well, there's Earls in New Zealand. They do, like, vintage, and they just put Earls over the top.
Yeah.
It's, like, it's sick. How do you do it? Like, I don't know if you've seen on me, so I actually made a shirt with the bear head and, the dude with his arms up. Like,
oh, I haven't seen it. What's it, like, hang on. I want to have a look at it.
Have a look, yeah.
What was it?
So, I was, because in the start, like, when I wanted to, like, get into, like, clothing stuff, I actually started... me and my brother had a look into actually starting our own clothing thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, like, we went and saw, a business advisor and stuff like that. And we were like, whoa, this is going to cost a lot.
Yeah.
And we've got no idea. what are we doing? Like, we legitimately went and saw a business advisor and we were like, all right, like, there's no chance.
Yeah.
But I was like, he has a full-time job. He's a carpenter and stuff like that. But I was like, I was like, I need to do something. Like, I just, like, the fact of like having a business and like doing it, like the business side of things, I've always just wanted to do it.
Yeah, I definitely wanted to have
my own thing. And like, I watch so many like podcasts of like people business and stuff like that. And like, when you like get it down to an essence, like at the start, like stuff like people, like if you don't realize that there's not a lot of money, like to be yeah, had, there's not a, like, you're not going to make a lot of money. You're not going to make basically any money. And like,
at least for a long
time.
So
I was lucky enough going into it that I knew it.
But that's such a powerful thought. Mm, so many people get, and you know, I feel like having that thought makes you less likely to be disheartened if something doesn't take off.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're going to keep grinding at it because you genuinely love it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I try and post as much content as I can. Like, I'm just trying to put myself out there as much as I can because I know in the end, like, if I just keep putting, if I keep putting good quality content out every single day, like, I'm going to grow. Like, it's on me. Like, it's entirely on me for this, like, machine to just keep going.
Yeah, definitely, man. And it's very much like I always sort of quote the Nutrigrain ad, like, you only get out what you put in.
Yeah.
And if you're going to put in long hours, like, you know, you'd be the same. Like, I think it really hit me when you said, oh, I'm up till like 2 a.m. Bro, if I get an idea, if I'm in bed and I get an idea of like a style of content or something, or someone said something in a podcast and I'm like, fuck, I need to make a snippet. Yeah. I will get up. I don't care if it's 11 at night or 3 in the morning. I'll get up.
Yeah. Like, you know, I'm getting kicked out of bed a lot because I have like an iPad and my lights. Like, yeah. Really, like, I think last night I was up all last night, like editing the photos for the website and like cropping it and like make sure it was all right and everything. And that took me like 3 hours from like 12 to like 3 this morning.
Yeah. So. Man, I feel that so much. Yeah. And like,
because like, I in my head, I was like, yeah, I'm just gonna do like 10, I'll do like 10 a day. And I was like, I'm here.
Yeah, man. I do the whole like, Kia always says to me, like, you always do the half an hour trick. I'm like, what's the half an hour trick? She's like, you said you're gonna be in bed in half an hour and you're out there for 3 hours.
Yeah.
And it's like, and she's like, the hardest thing is I can't get mad at you because you're not just dicking around. Like, you're not out there playing COD or something. Like, you're working towards something. Like, you're at all the time is like genuine work. Like, there's not really, like we spoke about it, how social media now is it's almost a game. Like, you're like, how am I going to get more? Like,
it's, you know, funny, I mean? Like how my parents see it. Like, when I'm on my phone, like, they just think you're like dicking around.
Yeah.
Like I've been so many times I've been on my phone and like something happens. I'm like, I'm working.
Yeah. Like, this is like, oh, I need to post this to my story. Oh, just put your phone. And it's like, no, I need to post this because one, like, the analytics tell me this time is the best time to post and I want to get max engagement. Yeah, and then,
how good's Instagram?
And then, and then you say that to them and they just look at you like, you're a fucking nutcase.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're like, I'm not. I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, like, I've got to be on this. Like, I remember at the start, like, it's like, always like, why are you always on your phone? Like, or stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, you just need to be.
Like, yeah, you do. And it's a very reactive sort of situation where, like, if someone sort of, like, shares you in a story, like, you want to be on that to reshare to say, hey, look who's looking at my shit. Like, you know, when you... It was actually fucking killed me because obviously I was at school today and I saw you posted something and then you, like, shouted me out and I was like, fuck, I need to post this, but I can't because fucking school has no, like, reception or anything like that.
It doesn't,
Oh, bro. Like, yeah, you know as well, man. It's a fucking nightmare. Do you think too, like, you mentioned how you wanted to start sort of your own, in a way, your own brand. Do you think you would align your brand and your designs with the vintage sort of style and make, like, you'd source out these like old school t-shirts, like the good quality stuff?
Long run, like, that's definitely what I like want to do.
Yeah.
But I think, so I basically last month I released the shirt of, like, just a picture of the shirt. Of I've before you release something, like, you can't just be like, here's a shirt.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I basically message, like, you're going to make, like, talk about your dream 100, like, people you want to see in your shirt. Like, so like that. So I messaged a bunch, like 50 people, like, hey, what do you think about the shirt? Like, the people I know that in my community, like, people that, like, I talk to and stuff like that. I'm like, hey, like, we've got an idea of a shirt. Like, what do you think of this? Like, tell me if it's shit. Tell me if it's shit.
Yeah. I guess people who aren't going to, like, blow smoke up your ass. Yeah. Like, people who are going to be like, hey, bro, I think you should do this.
Yeah.
And like,
so we made it. The ideas, or my idea was, hopefully, is I don't think I'll make vintage shirts. Like, because I don't know how.
Yeah, yeah.
But the idea is to release, like, I think we're going to cap it at 30. Because, like, the whole idea with vintage is when I go out, I know that you're not going to be wearing the same shirt.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like, I can go, like, you can go out and we're not all wearing the same anything. So if my idea was, what if I make 30? And never make the, like, never make them again. Like, kind of go through that. And that is what I'm looking for. Maybe in about a month or two, we might push into that. But at the moment, like, the biggest thing I'm worried about now is building that bigger community, yeah, and trying to bring it all together and obviously grow it as big as I can.
Yeah, and I guess too, you want to do a service in that, like, you want to sell stuff, obviously, but, you know, someone like yourself who really appreciates vintage, you also, I guess, want to educate, like, you know, what makes a good vintage shirt, like, give a bit of background on those stories. And that's where I think, you know, your media, like, for someone who is really passionate about it, I think, like, you know, this is coming from someone who's just met you, but I feel like you're doing yourself a disservice of how much you love it and you would love to get it out there. Man, I really think you should fucking do it. Fuck yeah, I think, and I think you'd be great at it, honestly. Just chatting, like, with you now, you would be so good because you can tell it in your voice. You're so keen on it.
Yeah.
Fuck, man, I reckon you should do it.
Well, I keep looking into it. It's just, it's one of those things, like, I've got to pull the trigger and go, like, I'm doing this now.
And it's time, too. Yeah. And you look at it, too, like, you're obviously working fucking hard with sourcing stuff. And as soon as you start, you know it's not going to stop, too.
The biggest problem was this month was meant to be a breeze.
I was going to ask last month was
meant to be a breeze.
Yeah.
I think going into, just before Corona, I found the right suppliers. Yeah. I was talking it up. I'm like, I'm going to have, like, I wanted a ton of like jumpers and everything. And I found the perfect supplier. I could handpick it myself, like, many as I want. And I was like, it's happening. Yeah. It's finally happening. Like, I've got the people I want. And I had other suppliers all lined up for, it was going to line up for the last drop.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I think I had my set time. I was going to see him and stuff. And they messaged me and go, hey, like, obviously with everything going on, we can't sort, like, the place where I get stuff, they get it from America and then they will actually, like, do a, either a face call, or you go in and they will actually, they go through all the kit, like all the gear, and they'll be like, do you want this? Do you want that? Yeah. And like go through it all. And like, then they're like, yeah, we don't have any jumpers. And
I was
like, if I was pulling my hair, because I was telling everyone, I was like, yeah, I'm going to have some jumpers. Yeah, like, it's going to be awesome. Dude. So, next drop, like, this drop, there's about 10 or so.
Yeah.
I wanted to be there, like, about 50.
Yeah.
But,
because I was going to say, it would have been perfect timing, bro. Like, even, you look at it, man, even the weather on the weekend, like, we had the biggest cold snap on the weekend. It would have been literally ideal.
I was so primed for it. And, like, I knew, like, I knew, like, when winter was coming up. Because when I first started, I found this. I was like, I'm sitting on this, like, I'm sitting on this gold mine. When winter comes, like, I'm gonna find some of, like, the coolest vintage, like crew necks, jumpers, and stuff like that. And then that happened, and this drop was a frantic one.
Yeah,
but I was like so lucky. I found, like, it's good in a way because I found two more.
Yeah,
people that I can get clothes from. I actually found one locally, which is insane. Like, it's like pretty hard, like, hard to find.
Yeah.
You just, like, you have to talk to a lot of people.
And, and you got a network and almost like finding treasure, really.
Well, that's what, like, when I first started, when I was talking to Jackson from Vintage Kit, he goes, he's like, obviously I'm not going to take my suppliers, but he goes, go on, like, if you ever heard of Etsy?
Yeah.
So Etsy's like, people just go resell there. He goes, when he first started, he messaged 300 people.
Yeah.
Like, that's, you've got it. Like, you've got to put in all that time.
You
got to
do the time, man.
Like, to find, because, like, he supplies not be, I might not vibe with them. I might not, like, have, like, you got to find the people that suit what you want to do.
Yeah.
And suit, like, what you want to sell. And at the moment, I've got a pretty good, like, I know after Corona and everything, it's, like, slows down. Like, I'm going to be.
You know, it's there. It's like something you can't touch. You know what I mean?
It's
like,
frustrating. It was so frustrating. Yeah. You should have seen the panic I had, like, when they were like, no. Like,
yeah, because it would have, everything with Corona would have impacted the international shipping.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shipping is horrible. I don't know if you saw my story today. I was talking about.
I briefly had a look at it.
One of my things from America, I was meant to be here for the last drop.
Oh, shit.
And it's still like,
fuck, man. So you, like, yeah, man. And so did you, so when all this went down with Corona and them stopping all that sort of shit, did you sort of immediately think, like, fuck, I can't go international anymore? Or did you more so, were you always sort of sourcing things a little bit more locally? Like, what made you sort of, was there a moment where you were like, okay, fuck, I can't look overseas anymore. Mm. I have to look locally.
I was, when it happened, I was luckily enough. I'm pretty sure I think I had nearly everything for the drop. It would have been a month ago. And I was actually not going to do a drop.
Yeah.
But I had this goal on my board. It was like, you have to have a drop every single month. Yeah. No matter what. And so like that's my goal. Like I know, because yeah. I know if I have a goal, if I every month,
I'm if just it's dropping, written down, like, you do you're it. Like, that's it. You, and yeah, that's it, man. It's that accountability thing, which but, is, it's yeah, so powerful.
I've got this, obviously again with Jade Start, I actually messaged, like she's my like business like coach thing. And I messaged her and I was like, I don't think I'm going to drop clothes this month. And she goes, don't you dare. Like
yeah.
you have to drop clothes this month. She goes, you will like just promise. She goes, yeah. Promise me you'll do it. She goes, you'll understand why. And it was the biggest month I've ever had.
That's sick.
And I was like,
how awesome is it having that sort of person there to like, you know, with the whole accountability thing, but even sort of silencing those doubts in your yeah. head of like, oh fuck, I don't know if I should do this. And mm-hmm. then having that one person there that's like, no, you're fucking doing it. Yeah, you yeah. have no excuse, no nothing. Yeah, you need yeah. to do it. And then there's a moment in time where you're like, yeah, you know what? Fuck this. Yeah, yeah. I am going to do it.
Yeah.
And then it's amazing to see like yeah. how, where that ends up.
Well, as you know, like, well, I don't know if you know, but like online buying was through the roof through
huge, Corona. Man. Like, yeah. Even I'm guilty of it.
Yeah, same. I was,
like, that's how I bought all my Pokemon cards, man.
It's ridiculous. Like you had more time to sit on your yeah. phone and watch all the advertisements come through.
Yeah. You. And I guess you had the philosophy of, well, I'm not going out. I'm not buying that much beer.
When the postman
not...
come, like, I think I'm most excited.
Oh, dude. Yeah, I was going to say, do you, like, when you know you've got, like, a gem, like, is there a little bit of anxiety in that when you buy something? Like, we spoke about before, like, what stains look like. Is there, like, that little bit of anxiety where you're like, this is either going to be the best thing ever yeah. or I'm going to fucking lose my mind?
I just, like, I sometimes do it, like, either they will, I get photos sent to me or I'll yeah. get, like, I'll actually FaceTime from, like, based on people in the US and stuff like that. And there's stuff like that as well. Like you're up in early hours in the morning yeah, trying to shit, sort man. Through like clothes and like just look and you go, yeah. But yeah, you sometimes like when it's from America or like anywhere I get from overseas, it's kind of like it's a lot coming. Like
yeah,
imagine if all they're all stained. Like, yeah. Imagine, like shout out to my mom. Like, has gotten out more stains. Dude,
how good a mum. Like, how good a mum.
Like I'm sitting there and I'm like, look, I've got some things you need to prepare. She comes straight through. I think nearly everything that's ever come with a stain yeah. you've got now.
Man, there's something about mums that are just so good.
They know things.
Like, man, they fucking know. Like, I washed one of my ski jackets not long ago. It was like a ski hoodie.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, the material of it's obviously, like, supposed to sort of keep water out and stuff like that, even though it looks like it's just a hoodie fabric.
Yeah.
And I tried to clean it, and the thing was fucked. Like, I think I managed to make it worse after yeah. I cleaned it. I gave it to mum. Mum, 2 seconds. Yeah, I just added this and this and, like, did a little bit of scrap here. And I just looked at it. I was like, that's fucking brand new. Yeah. How the fuck did you do that?
How are you
like,
doing this?
What mum magic have you used? Like, ridiculous. It's fucked, hey. Like, they just really, like, I don't know what it is. I feel like I need to learn more from my mum in that regard, eh?
Well, like, that's like, when I got into vintage clothes, I never really folded clothes in my life.
Yeah.
And now I know how to fold clothes.
And even down to your photography, like, that's so important, man. Like, I find, you could probably shed some light on this, because this might be something stupid, but I always find when you're looking at normal clothes, you can just see a flat clothes, like yep. your fat sort of flat clothes there. When you see a vintage shirt on a hanger mm-hmm. and the photos of the vintage shirt, it's got a different feel to it. Like you can feel the shape of it.
You can feel
that.
The weight. I see, you know, in a photo, yeah. you can see the weight in the shirt.
Yes.
The weight. It's,
yeah.
I don't know how to explain. It's just the way it sits.
Yeah.
You can just tell like the weight in it. You can kind of tell the material in it. Like it's weird, but when you see it hanging, it just, it
looks,
just makes the
and
look
it
a
hangs,
bit so much better.
I feel like it hangs off your body really well too. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know, mind you, like I'm obviously, I don't have the chest of Quade Cooper or something like that. Or like, you know,
ripped,
whenever
he's
ice.
Ripped.
Bro, fuck, did you see his last photo? Man, motherfucker.
Training
like, oh, Jesus
down.
Fucking Christ. But the way it sits, like when footy players or when athletes or when just guys wear like that shirt, this sounds really homoerotic, but like, it fits so like
yeah, well.
Yeah, it fits so well. Whereas like, you know, I look at some of the clothes that I get online, and mind you, they're not usually the clothes I get from big brands. They're usually the clothes that I sort of buy, like, oh yeah, I'll buy this. It's cheap. It's from like Universal or some shit. and you just fit it on, you're like, what the fuck? It's skin tight. Like, what the fuck is this? Whereas
I've seen when people return things, like, I know exactly like why, like, you're like, it didn't, like, it just didn't fit them in a way. And I understand, like, I return things, like, I don't, like, if, I think I have, like, my 7-day policy, but, like, I understand why. Like,
yeah, for sure.
I'm not mad about it. Like, if you buy it and it doesn't, like, fit you right, like, there's something about when a shirt doesn't fit you right.
Yeah.
You look at it and go, I don't.
Yeah, and you obviously don't want to buy something and leave it there. I guess it's, like, to quote Elon Musk in the fucking Rogan one where he's like, yeah, I have all these houses, but I'm not living in all these houses. So it seems like a waste of resources when someone else could be using that house. Yeah. I guess it's the same for vintage clothing. Yeah. Like, why keep something when you know you're not going to wear it, when you're like, hey, like, this shirt could make someone else's day or like make them feel better about themselves as well. Yeah.
There's some, like, the fit of a vintage shirt, like I'm, like, everyone has a different, like so many different body shapes and everything like that, but I, like, personally, I love, like, the oversized look.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why a lot of people get into vintage, because a lot of it is oversized, but some people like the box fit. Yeah. Like, it just depends on who your body is, really.
Yeah, for sure. Man, like, it's crazy. Like, and I really wanted to come into this podcast because we spoke on Instagram and we said, like, was there anything we want to talk about? I gave you a bit of a gist, but I wanted to ask, like, a lot of genuine questions because I feel like it's more than just a shirt, you know what massively. I mean? And, like, it's more than just a, like, your brand is more than just a brand. It's not just a clothing brand. It's a, you're, like, educating people on, like, man, I as someone who doesn't know much about vintage clothing, like, and I know you said you don't like videos and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Bro, you should film some of this shit because someone who knows nothing, I'm so intrigued by everything you're saying.
Well, obviously, like, I want to, like, I obviously do want to get into the video stuff, but it is...
Dude, it's another thing. It's another step, man.
You got to just go for it sometimes. Like, it's cringe. Like, when I, even, like, doing stories, like, even today, like, I probably retook some of those videos today. Like,
bro, I retake all my videos. And you know why? I have to put a filter on because I'm just looking at myself. I'm like, I look like fucking shit, man.
Look at me.
Yeah. Look at my fucking head, bro. Yeah, man. It's definitely one of those.
It's different, man. Like, when I remember the first one I actually did was a story of myself. Like, I think I retook it like 10 times.
Yeah. But
it was still bad in the end for me, like what I thought. But like, you forget, like, like when you're living in it, like, you want everything to be perfect. Where, like, with, like, other people don't think about it the way you gotta remember, like, other people aren't thinking about it constantly like you are. Like, they're watching it, like, click, done. And then, like, they've moved on with their life where you're, like, stuck in it. You're like, I think at the start, where now I'm like, it doesn't bother me too much. Where I think stories is a great way to actually get into that, to try and get into vlogging.
I definitely agree with that. It's like a small, like, little step.
Yeah, well, even like this, like, this is out of my element, but I'm like...
Oh, bro.
I was like, I'm just going to throw myself
You've killed this, man. You've honestly... Like, we've been gone for an hour. You've been on camera chatting for an hour. Fuck. Like, yeah, I know.
It's crazy. It's
fucking awesome, man.
Yeah.
Mind you, we have been going for an hour. Bro, where can people find, obviously, everything you're talking about? And, like, I want to get you on again, like, after the drop.
Yeah.
Like, I would love for you to come in again, speak about how the drop went, like, all that sort of stuff.
Too easy, man.
Yeah, I'd definitely be keen. But where can people find you and everything you're about?
Basically, oh, man, I'm, like, I'm a type of guy who's always on my business. So, if you want to message me on my business.
Yeah.
I'm on Wacky Vintage, like, at Wacky Vintage. I'm not really ever on my own. Like, my mates are like, why are you messaging me off your business profile? I'm like, oh, I don't even know that I'm like, it's just me now.
Yeah, it's just natural. Like, there's almost a part where you're just like, fuck this. Like, I don't even need my personal one.
Yeah.
So, Wacky Vintage on Instagram. Do you have a store or anything like that? That people, or is everything on
Everything's
Instagram?
Like Instagram. So, I run everything through Instagram. Fuck, so, you got the link to the website. It'll be live 7 PM Thursday.
Dope. And I'll have this out Wednesday. So hopefully we can chop it up and promote some shit, man.
Love it.
But appreciate you coming on, brother. I literally, like, I'm genuinely fucking, I want you to make content because as a idiot like me who still loves, like, I love hearing about, like, you talking about your drops and talking about where you get things from. Like, fuck, man, vintage clothing is... Dude, it's sick. And I can't wait because I think you got in at the right time because it's going to blow up even more, man. And you fucking love it too. So refreshing to hear.
Awesome, man.
Alrighty, guys. That's been episode, who the fuck knows, of the Inner City Hermit Podcast. You know the deal. I don't need to tell you. Go like, subscribe, do all that shit. Thanks so much, Mark. Appreciate it, brother.
Thanks for having me. Cheers. Away.